About as long as your finger?
Huh?
About as long as your finger?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, I mean, about like that. About like your finger. Yeah, they're good beans. Well, the pool bean is a good bean, but...
I like the pool
bean
a bit.
I don't grow them. I don't harvest. I think we grow some here once or twice, but I don't like them. Don't fool them. Too much trouble to raise them. To fool them.
I found them, they gave it all that. What about the kind of beans that you eat the... You eat the seeds, not the pods. You have
all the beans again.
You
Yankee beans. You shell them out and eat them.
A navy bean, because you have to shell it all the hoof.
A navy bean is all the beans.
A northern bean, well, you have to shell them all the hull before you can eat them.
You have to what?
Shell them all the hull, just shell them out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Have a hull on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat the hull, you have to throw the hull away, just throw it down.
You have lima beans, butter beans.
Butter beans. Oh, but they all use hulls, see, we're talking about. You have to hull them. Shell them. We sold a shelling them, but.
What does a butter bean look like? What does a butter bean?
It's a flat bean. It's plumb flat. Mm-hmm. When it gets matured, you know, it's in a hull. If you shell that hull, open up that hull and get the bean hit.
Bean's about the size of your thumbnail.
It's about the size of your thumbnail. But it's thin. Thin. It ain't thick at all. It's just a thin bean.
What color is it?
White.
Well, some of
them
is. Some of them
white,
some of them got kind of, about half of them is kind of a blue, purple look at one end, a pink, some of them white. So I've seen them both ways. Kind of a pink color, about half of the bean, and the other is white.
Mm-hmm. What's lima beans?
Not lima bean. That's the same kind of bean, only it's a bigger bean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's uses a hull just like that.
It's white.
Well, it's a white bean. And a good bean to eat it. They're great big things. They're big as that big, obviously. Bean is there, you hold it up. And you cook it. Of course, they ain't so big until you cook them. When you cook them, of course, they swell up. It gets nice, it gets larger when you cook them, unless you cook them all down to the soup.
What about talking about corn? The outside of the ear of corn.
Ear of corn.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that outside part that you have to take?
We call them rosin ears.
Uh-huh.
What?
We call the outside chick.
But it ain't the same as
what?
There's a ear of corn on it. It's a shuck. Shuck over the ear. But.
Mm-hmm. And what about that stringy stuff that you have to take off?
Soup.
Okay. And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
Tarsal.
And this is something that big leafy vegetable comes in heads. Thinking about a cabbage.
I have no confirmation of that question. I wonder, I don't know.
What about cabbage?
Cabbage?
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise
this? Yeah, I grow cabbage. And the cabbage, it's just nothing but just a little hill when it comes up, and it'll stand there and reach away a while, and it begin to curl up like that, kind of all go together and fall up, and the leaves, they just grow right on around it and all.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up, you know. Well, then it's a head. Then it's a cabbage head. Makes a cabbage head. Well,